Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Starflower, and as I welcome you in today to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, I want to thank our listeners for joining us and for your encouragement and your support of this show. And on our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, my intent is to share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And I want to remind everyone that, as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You are always encouraged to make the autonomous and self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, I'll be talking about finding coherence and flow. And what do I mean in finding coherence and flow? Well, let's start with coherence. That can mean a few different things. And when we think of something as being coherent, that can mean that it's clear, perhaps logical and well-reasoned. Mm-hmm. Yes. And here, I want to build on that. And I want us to think of coherence also as being in unity with something, in oneness and in understanding. So here, as I talk about being in coherence, it is to be in union with something. And we can gain a lot by being in coherence and unity with our environment and our surroundings and our life. When we are in alignment with that which surrounds us and with ourselves and our lives, when we are in true coherence, everything starts to flow. Things can become so much easier. Now, I am not saying that now everything is 100% okay when we're in coherence, but when we are in coherence, we're more alert, and we see and feel and think much more clearly. We make better decisions. We move from reaction to interaction. We come closer to our true self, and we come into balance, and our health can improve. And the resistance that we often experience in life can fade, can fall away. And I will come back to the magic of letting go of resistance and how to get there and how to transform our central nervous system into more of a central harmony system. But let's start by delving a little more first with being in coherence with our environment and our surroundings. So perhaps we've heard the expression, as above, so below, or as within, so without, and that the macrocosm is the microcosm, and as aspects of the one, this is true. And when we are in coherence with our environment and our surroundings, for one, we recognize signals. We notice clues and signs all over, signs that can help us better understand what's going on with us and in our lives, and signs and clues to help us take inventory, to help us identify any discord, and to see more clearly our opportunities for healing, our opportunities for addressing something that we have yet to fully address or to transcend, our opportunities for restoring inner stability and equilibrium. When we are in coherence, we can more easily see and read the signs and signals that can provide us a heads up as to what we can focus on, that we can heal or transcend. And signs and symbols can be found everywhere. And when we are in coherence with our surroundings, we tend to more easily notice and to read those signs. The universe loves us so much that there are always help available to us, and we are not left high and dry down here. We are surrounded by support. Please Know that in your heart. We can call on the original light of source to guide us, to help us, for us to notice those signs, notice the support. I do feel like ascension and expansion and betterment are all themes for us now. We are ripe for improvement. Please know that. We can improve in all ways. We can decide to align with coherence and clarity and support and move into flow. So I said that signs and symbols can be found everywhere, and when we are in coherence with our surroundings, we tend to more easily notice and be able to read those signs. And there can be many examples of that. For one, if we live in an environment that is cluttered or disorganized or chaotic even, to what degree, we might wonder if we wish, is our mind or our body also muddled or cluttered or disordered? Now, as always, no judgment here. And even if there were, who cares? It should not matter to us what others think of us. All that matters really is what we think of ourselves. I offer all of this only and always in support. And I think it's okay to be perfectly imperfect. We are each on our own journey of elevation and ascension, each in our own precious way. And as we accept ourselves, we love our foibles and our idiosyncrasies, it is much easier when we accept ourselves to integrate the parts of ourselves that we wish were better and to incorporate them into our higher light. So with that in mind, that all that matters really is what we think of ourselves, when I use the word clutter, that can certainly be subjective, right? For example, some people may have a lot of stuff, and they know it makes them uncomfortable, and they are not always sure where to even start, where to begin to organize it or to purge it. And that could certainly, symbolically, reflect the many things they might have going on in their mind. Perhaps unnecessary or even unhelpful things. Perhaps, and it's never about blame here, just awareness. Perhaps they are holding on to other people's clutter, physically and non-physically. And this is where us being multidimensional beings can again be so delightful, is when we change something at one level, it can affect other levels. So, for example, just as when we make improvements in our physical health, we can experience improvements in our mental, emotional health. I think many have experienced that, and vice versa is true. When improvements happen at the mental, emotional level, let's say we switch careers to something much more in line with our heart's desires, we often also experience physical improvements. You know, aches and pains can go away, tension can ease, even more significant healing can occur. And so similarly, when we have a cluttered environment and then we declutter and clean even just a drawer or a closet, something small to start if that's all we can start with, if intentionally done, in good faith and in awareness of our true needs, we can see and feel the difference, not only as a clean drawer or closet, but we can also feel the improvement in our mindset and our outlook. And I mentioned that something being cluttered can certainly be subjective, because for some, they may have a lot of things, and to them, if being fully honest with themselves, if they do not feel uncomfortable with that, maybe they just like a lot of things, and they truly feel quite comfortable and in harmony with that. Well, then that's okay for them, right? And then there could be those that want to believe they are comfortable with a lot of things, but they could potentially be masking an insecurity about not having a lot of things or in having certain things. And then it could be realized, if they wish, that things, if only present to help us feel comfortable, are not truly succeeding. Things cannot truly stand in for feelings we would do well to develop, like a sense of safety and security within. And this, of course, can also be true when we use food for comfort, right? Now, enjoying food is a good thing. In fact, we can better absorb the beneficial nutrients in food when we are relaxed and when we enjoy our food. And although my eating patterns could be considered very healthy by many, I still raise my hand and acknowledge that from time to time I do reach for something out of comfort, whether that's a warm bowl of oatmeal or a homemade oatmeal flaxseed cookie or something like that, something that feels soothing to me, or, you know, honestly, it's just yummy. And that's okay with me at this time, as long as if I reach for something out of comfort, that I also, in good faith, address the root of what is causing me to reach for a food that is comforting. In other words, that I address the real issue as opposed to just temporarily placating with food. But that's, you know, that's me. We each have our own processes. So it could be realized, if we wish, that things, whether material things or food, if only present or used to help us feel comfortable, are not truly succeeding, because feeling comfortable is an inside job. It's another one of those rites of passage, if you like, that at some point in our journey, we realize we do not need a lot of things. Material things all pass away, or we do, and we are left with ourselves and our own learnings and wisdom and our internally derived comfort. And once more, though, all that matters is what we think of what we have and what we do. It's not for others to try to convince you, for example, that you have too much stuff or if your stuff is disorganized. What is important is what you feel. Now, I'm not talking about the cooperation and consideration we naturally show toward those around us when we share environments. There's courtesy involved there, of course. But as it relates to how you feel about your stuff and actions, what's important is what you feel about them. For example, perhaps your organizational system, it might seem chaotic to others, but it works for you. If that's truly true, that's great. But if our barometer reads uncomfortable with or scattered in our environment, then there is something there to address if we wish. As always, though, it's up to you. And what's also nice about being in coherence with our environments and our life is when we're in coherence, we can walk into environments and have a better sense of what is helpful or unhelpful, what to move towards or steer clear of. Like when we walk into, let's say, a crowded room, perhaps a gathering or something, where it would be most beneficial for us to go, where to migrate to for our highest benefit. When we're in coherence, we do that naturally. And that could include where we can be of the most benefit to others, where we're most needed. Maybe we have just the right energy that will benefit somebody else, or we have a kind or encouraging word to share with just the right person who needs it, or a spark of wisdom, or that perhaps we would benefit from receiving, you know, the same thing from another. It's also possible, though, when we're in coherence, that sometimes our higher knowing will guide us into what seems to be a kerfuffle, perhaps a mildly uncomfortable situation, but that's okay, because now we are getting much better at knowing and realizing that if something is uncomfortable to us, there is quite likely something for us to either contribute or to learn. And let me give you an example of contributing first. Perhaps someone is down in the dumps, they're disheartened or worried about something, and we have, you know, once again, just the right words, a key sentiment that can clear the energy for them a bit to help them move forward if they choose. And in these cases, we know we can only put those things out there, those good sentiments out there, you know, offer an inspiration or idea or encouragement as light as a feather, I often say, and let it land on them or not. That is not up to us whether they accept it, nor what they do with it or where they go from there. So we can let that go. We can have compassion for them and a desire to assist, but let them live their own journey. And then as another example, sometimes we walk into an uncomfortable situation because there's something for us to learn. Perhaps someone says something that feels denigrating, or maybe it feels condescending, or they're putting us down in some way. And if we feel that way, we know that means there are still parts of us that need healing. Because if we feel put down by someone, some part of us must believe what they're saying is true, or it applies to us in some way. Otherwise, we wouldn't be bothered, right? And so to illustrate, and I've given this example before, that if someone says to us, and this is just a light example to make, you know, to clarify what I'm saying. If someone says to us they do not like our brown shirt and we are wearing a blue shirt, we are not offended because we know that what they're saying is 100% not true, right? What they're saying doesn't apply to us. And it actually seems silly because we're wearing blue, not brown. And so if we feel put down by what someone says to us or about us, there's something in us that must agree or consent on some level, right? Otherwise, we would just, like the blue, not brown example, we would feel what they're saying simply doesn't apply. So if we feel offended, we know there's something for us to address. Or sometimes if we feel offended, it is yet another chance for us to practice our understanding and compassion for others. Let's say, for example, that someone makes some generalized comment, something like, I don't know, all people with X attributes or, I don't know, like all teens are bad drivers or something like that. And we know that's just not true. Well, we can, without judgment and with care and compassion in our heart, just send a silent blessing to the one or ones that express that as they continue to expand their wisdom. Or if we feel the need to, we can lightly give an example that supports a truer representation. Something like that you know a teen or several who are incredibly careful and conscientious. And once more, it will either land with them or it won't. That's up to them. So, and then there are times when we enter uncomfortable situations and our opportunity can be to learn to do a better job of allowing our own boundaries, of supporting our own appropriate boundaries. For example, sometimes we walk into a situation and, oh, let's say people are just being negative and we feel uncomfortable. We just don't like it. And maybe perhaps due to historic conditioning, we feel compelled to stay there, thinking it would be impolite if we just left. Well, we no longer need to remain in situations that are making us uncomfortable. We do not need to hang around negativity if we do not want. If our polite attempts to highlight the good in something are not reflected, we can just know we are within our right to walk away, to get some space. And we can just say, if we feel the need to say anything, whoop, I need to step away, take care, or whatever works, of course, whatever we're comfortable with. And to be okay and comfortable with our choice to do so. It is worthwhile to look after our own well-being. So many of us want to live and contribute in the highest way, and if we are at our best, we can do that better. We can participate and contribute and help in the highest way. And sometimes, I know, we cannot always so easily walk away, and we each know when those circumstances arise. Still, it is important that we find our center, to be centered, to find a calm place within, ideally within our hearts. That does not mean surrendering or knuckling under or giving in or dropping down to a lower frequency. We just accept that we are, for that moment, in that moment, that scenario, and we choose to be calm and centered and in our hearts, coherent, regardless of what is happening. So we can then raise our frequency. And when we start to come into coherence with something higher, once more, not surrendering to the negativity, not agreeing to the negativity, but realizing this is the moment I'm in for now, when we can do this, this lessens our resistance and allows our higher attributes to flow. And I want to explain this a little more to clarify. When we are fighting with the present moment, that creates resistance. And that can obstruct our ability to perceive higher truths, which can hinder our bodily systems as well from appropriately dealing with a situation. When we go into fight or flight, the blood flow actually shifts in our brain from a more thoughtful place to a more reactive state. And many anabolic or rebuilding processes in our body under fight or flight give way to emergency processes. When we're in fight or flight, and that can happen when we're stressed, even mildly so, the rebuilding processes of our bodies stand aside to allow the emergency processes of our bodies to take the foreground. And that's all good if we are running from a bear or away from a burning building. In those cases, we do just need to react, and we want our body's emergency systems to kick in. Those emergency systems are not helpful, however, for the times that we're not truly at threat. Because when we go into fight or flight, we hinder not only our recuperative and nutritive processes of our bodies, but our higher reasoning abilities and our higher qualities like compassion and non-judgment and grace, they fall by the wayside. And let's talk about pollution for a minute to illustrate this further. When we're faced with pollution, perhaps we're in an environment with artificial scents, perfumes, air fresheners, unhelpful chemicals, smoke, electromagnetics, whatever it is, and we resist the fact that we are there in that moment, we can also hinder our clarity and we hinder our body from reacting in an appropriate manner. For example, key aspects of our immune and detox system actually step back a bit when we are in resistance or non-acceptance mode. When we, though, can, for the moment, accept the environment we are in, not surrendering, not saying this is great, but just accepting that this is where we are in this moment, it is what it is. When we are calm and centered, our energy body moves into a calmer state. Our centeredness in our heart and our honesty with ourselves, acknowledgement of it is what it is for the moment, this can free our heart to more easily radiate out that astute recognition to our bodily systems, for example, our immune and detox networks, to react more as they were designed to work towards eradicating and dispersing the toxins, which they do know how to do. And we allow ourselves, unencumbered by our mental resistance and struggle, to elevate and evolve. And a new word we can use here is evolate. Thank you, Zach. And when, as energy and physical beings that we are, we adjust ourselves to the conditions of the environment that we, for the moment, have no control over, balance and equilibrium and resilience can come much more easily. It's a fine line. I've many times encouraged focusing on what we want, and that always applies, as we are resonators, and this is a magnetism-based universe. What we focus on, we attract. So when we face conditions that are, let's say, sketchy, if we can come into a sense of calm as the wise and magnificent beings that we are and allow our body to do what it's designed to heal, to adjust, not knuckling under, not resignation, just wisdom and poise, while also lovingly focusing on what we desire in our hearts to bring about, and knowing in the truth of our heart that what we want, if it's in the highest good, it can be. When we support and not block our glorious systems with our resistance, our systems can more easily fulfill their inherent roles. And let's put in a quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Prior to the break, we were talking about being in a centered and coherent state in unity with our environment, and when we come into that centered, calm state, often in our hearts, our entire system, from mental, emotional to physical, can more readily adjust to that situation. We have the creative power to move past anything. And when we are calm and coherent, we're better able to make wise decisions and to see and perceive what we need to flow around obstacles like water flows around a boulder in the river, toward our intended result, our intended destination, and toward improvement. And as another example of being in coherence with our environment and our surroundings, and understanding how this coherence can guide us is, now, while I've talked about this important to understand phenomena in other shows, given its significance in helping to harmonize our relationships, and that is that so often what we see outside of us in relationships is reflecting something within us. Like, for example, if someone has unhealthy relationship after unhealthy relationship, perhaps one partner after the other seems to disrespect them, just as an example, and until it's realized that that pattern could start from within, that there is something inside that could be pulling in and allowing unhealthy relationships, then the experiences of unhealthy relationships could continue. And when we come into coherence within ourselves, with our environment, we recognize those things and we realize that our point of focus then becomes within. And there are certainly other examples of unhealthy relationships. In each case, it seems we could have opportunities for learning some valuable lessons and for growth. And as soon as we understand and accept the lessons, the old unhelpful patterns tend to drop away and be replaced by upgraded experiences. Now, with that said, if we've given consideration to this, we can also wonder whether the case is that we just need to learn to respect ourselves enough to put into effect appropriate boundaries. We just have to learn when to say no, when to say that's enough. In any case, when we get used to maneuvering with awareness, seeing the blessing in situations, the self-teaching moments, the opportunities for advancing our own wisdom, we are shifting closer and closer to coherence. And then those things under our purview, which is everything associated with us, we become self-masters of. And then, as another example of being in coherence with our surroundings and being able to read them, let's say there are animals in the home that are scuffling or struggling in some way. Commonly, animals, especially domestic, are so in tune with us they could be reflecting something that is happening around them. If this occurs, I personally take the opportunity to, while attending to them in the highest way I know how, is to also attend to myself, is to look and see if there's something here I need to understand about myself, something that maybe I have not attended to or dealt with within me, or maybe between me and another. Considering this possibility at least allows me to consider how I can participate and contribute in a healing or a reconciliation in a deeper way, in addition to all the normal care I would give. As opposed to just looking at the animal challenge as something entirely separate, realizing there could be a connection there. And when a challenge with an animal occurs, we could perhaps wonder if there is something that is important for us to understand for our own healing or development. So, by being in coherence with our environment, our surroundings, our life, we begin to move more in flow, allowing things to occur while simultaneously recognizing our highest role in each circumstance, how to elegantly in the highest way move forward. We really are more powerful than many might give themselves credit for. Certainly as it relates to ourselves, we are the sovereign of our lives, the supreme and autonomous architect of our own lives. May not always feel that way, but we are. And it's time to reclaim our power and our understanding of it and our conscientiousness to that power. And as we've talked about before, our minds can be incredibly powerful in our involvement, in our healing, in our progress, and still the superpower that is our heart. The knowing that something is true in our heart ignites and accelerates and solidifies our healing and our progress. And another benefit of coming into coherence ourselves is that all those around us, from people to pets, can become much more comfortable. And to be in coherence, we can settle into our hearts. So to find coherence, putting one or both hands on our hearts can help if you're not used to tapping into or settling into your heart. Even a light tap on our hearts can help us, well, tap into our hearts and breathing into our hearts and finding and establishing the desire in our hearts to improve. And this is more about our energetic heart than our physical heart. And even saying, while we're in our heart, with our awareness in our hearts, I desire to be in coherence with my environment, my surroundings, and my life. Thank you, Zechariah. And being in coherence can bring about congruence. When we really start to flow as one with all that exists around us, we navigate with much more ease, and we find our way, and we live our lives with higher grace. And being in nature can very much help. Being in nature and just appreciating all the magnificent flora and fauna, realizing the species and energies that, when left to their natural course, largely cooperate and thrive. It may not always seem that way, but nature, the earth, they know what to do. And the natural order knows how to come together as one, and we can be a part of that. We can choose and desire to understand the natural flow, how to join in that and cooperate with that. To contemplate and inquire before we impose, to collaborate. And I've shared in writings and in speaking engagements that some of my best crops, for example, are things I never planted. Some of the greatest blessings and abundance I've received from nature came when I allowed her to give what she wanted in that terrain and in that environment. Working with nature brought so much more abundance with less effort, without artificial inputs, which I tend to shy away from anyway. I look to work with as much as possible what is already available in the environment, supporting natural soil biology and fungi and allowing them to support the nourishment of foods. And for our coherence, just being in nature, contemplating and reflecting upon all the cooperation that occurs, from the sun and the moon and the planets contributing their precious light and energies, the soil, microorganisms, fauna, insects. I think most of us now understand that almost all insects, if not all of them, are not only beneficial, they are necessary for life on this beautiful planet, ours included. Bees, yes, of course, absolutely. They are absolute rock stars when it comes to food production, but so many other insects as well. We truly need them all. And if we can honor that truth and as much as possible let them do their thing, inviting some of them, if it's important to us, to stay in nature and give us space. And in general, just allowing the natural course to flow. For example, birds or predatory insects, allow those to come to reduce perhaps what we might consider to be insect overpopulations in an area. So let nature restore harmony and balance. She always does. And knowing and trusting and allowing and a little patience go a long way. And supporting, perhaps reintroducing the natural soil biology and fungi can jumpstart a wonderful natural process of restoration and remediation. So I could go on about working with nature, but I'll leave that special topic for another place and time. Let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you. And take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. So prior to the break, I was talking about being in nature and appreciating all the coordination that naturally occurs there, and that can help us restore our own coherence and flow. And we can also more easily discharge any unhelpful or stuck energies within us when we're in nature, especially while grounding or while being in water with the intent to discharge unhelpful or stuck energies. And so, once more, to encourage before we move on, that spending time in nature, wherever and however we can, and recognizing how everything really does work together in support and collaboration when we allow it, while it might not always seem that way from our day-to-day viewpoint, when we can rise up and consider things from a higher perspective, it all makes sense. And we are in coherence. When we do that, things, all things tend to flow more easily. Just like my example of receiving greater blessings from nature when I allowed her to give what she wanted, when we allow the universe, allow the divine to support us, and acknowledge and nobly agree that the more we are supported, the more we can support others, and we relax and agree to allow that support, things tend to flow more easily for us. And so, as even more examples of the benefits of being in coherence with our surroundings and our environment and our lives, what's so nice is we can walk into a garden, or into a grocery store even, and have a better knowing of what is appropriate for us, of what we need to thrive. And we also have heightened discernment in general, including, for example, when we're in coherence, we have a clearer sense of the parallel between processed and artificial food, and the parallel of that and false or manipulated information compared with when we connect directly with our higher selves and with sacred truth, and we receive information that is uncontaminated and correct for us, that parallels when we pursue unadulterated, unprocessed foods, unmodified and direct from nature, and we receive nourishment that's more pure. See, information shared from unconnected others can at times be clouded by false beliefs and fears and agendas and sometimes greed. And so information shared from unconnected others, just like the heavily adulterated or processed foods, could warrant caution, as always it's up to each of us our own consideration, as we each know what is best for us. As another signal in parallel that under coherence we more easily recognize and understand is that it's not uncommon to have stomach or digestive challenges when we cannot stomach something that is happening in our experience. See, in addition to our healthy digestive system gathering nutrients from foods and assimilating and utilizing those nutrients, another vital aspect of digestion is being able to disarm harmful materials that we digest, or that we ingest, and safely eliminate waste matter and toxins from our body. So as we experience life and as we take in information from a variety of sources, our ability to select and make the most of that which is beneficial while simultaneously and peacefully releasing that which is not, is vital to our well-being. And the more coherent we are, the more proficient we become at appropriately parsing information and ideas and experiences. The more harmoniously we function and the more we move through life with ease, the more coherent we are, the more proficient we are, and we move more into a space of betterment. And we can be in coherence with our environment and our lives just with our desire, with the declaration and the true calling of our heart to be in coherence, and as much as possible to relax resistance. And what else can we do to live in coherence and flow and to gain all the benefits of that? We can follow our passions. The higher energies can speak to us many ways, and our soul can too, of course, but the easiest way for the soul to get through to us, I believe, is through our hearts. When we have a desire to do something in our heart, that is often a signal of our soul to guide us to the right path. And from a higher level, we're encouraged to follow our hearts, and there's good reason for that. Still, I know so often we talk ourselves out of following our heart's desires concerned whether we'll be supported or will those around us understand, you know, how will it all work out, will it pan us? If we, though, are meant to do something, which can be signaled by a desire in our heart, and we in good faith follow that, I believe we are supported. And I'm not saying that every person around us will suddenly cheer and understand our decision, but we don't need them to. What I am referring to by support is if we follow our desire, things will really start to flow. Support flows in, maybe as ideas and inspirations, perhaps as assistance that comes just as we need it, those that offer to help in some way or resources we needed, even as enough to support us in the material realm. A key, I believe, is following our own heart's desires, not something because others are doing it, not doing it the way that others are, but doing it in a way that follows our inspiration as placed in our heart. And following through in good faith, never from stubbornness or an attitude of, I'll show you all. I know some that have persisted in following something they were not interested in or they lost interest in just to prove something to somebody else or to others. Well, that's not helping anyone. But if we follow our heart's signals and desires, including when our desires shift and change, things can really flow. And we tend to navigate our lives then with so much more ease and with less effort. Even in the face of challenges, our life can become so much easier, and we can rise to our calling to evolve and elevate. And from another practical perspective, when we have desire in our hearts to pursue something, we have the energy for it. When we have desire, we have personal and cosmic fuel. And when we are pursuing our passions, our physicality is at once excited and as yet so much more at ease. And to illustrate the opposite, when we, let's say, are going to a job we do not like, the resistance that is created in our psyche creates resistance in our body as well. Our body takes a hit as well. And over time, we could start to experience symptoms of that dissatisfaction, of that discontentment. And so following our true heart's desires is not only an investment in our involvement, but also in our mental and physical health. Now, as always, I am not advising anyone here in any way, as only we each know what is right for us, including, let's say, we're doing a job at present that's not in line with our heart's desires. You know, it may be important to handle any potential changes as gracefully and as thoughtfully as possible, in consideration of others as much as possible. You know, a smooth transition. Or maybe there are other measures we want to take to ensure our own comfort. Once more, only you know your situation and what's best. And I mentioned earlier that grounding can also help us reestablish our coherence. So a bit more on that. Grounding can really be helpful in reconnecting with our true centeredness, coherence, and flow at any time, but especially during these times. And grounding into the earth is easy. Just walking barefoot on the grass will do it. Or if it's a bit cold where you are and that's not practical to go barefoot, let's say, then at least wearing natural material on the feet so there's nothing artificial between our feet and the earth as we stand or walk, that can do it too. Or if getting outside is a challenge, then we can imagine roots growing from our feet and growing deep into the earth. And even imagining you have a robust tail and grounding that deep into the earth too. We can also ground with the help of trees, touching a tree, hugging a tree, sensing their roots going deep into the ground, and you just ride along with them. All these can help. And let's put in just another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after the break.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower. So prior to the break, I was talking about how grounding can help us reestablish our centeredness and our coherence and get in the flow. So when we're grounded and in coherence, in balance and in alignment, we can enjoy so much more clarity. Clarity about what makes sense, about what's important, including how much we influence our experiences by our choices and our thoughts and our expectations. We can choose and intend so much. And as we expand our awareness and live in coherence with our surroundings and with our lives, we establish so much more of a deeper connection and understanding of our influence and the interconnectedness of all life. And are there other therapeutics that can help us to live in coherence and flow? Yes. And we can always ask the divine for help, the angels, the ascended masters, and aromatherapy can be tremendously helpful. Oh, before I forget, shout out here to one of our treasured listeners. He's a musician, a songwriter, a children's book author, very talented. He connected with me to remind me of the incredibly beneficial power of music, and he's absolutely right. I often use music to help reset, and I use sound vibrations, which are in line with the vibrations of color. You know, they're just different. If you speed up sound, you ultimately get to color, basically. And I'm not sure why I have not mentioned that here before. Music and sound can be very instrumental in helping us to heal and to evolve. So thank you to our listener for reminding me of that. So back to aromatherapy. And as I share examples here, please, and as always, tap into your own knowing as to what's best for you. And a key aroma here for getting into coherence and flow is sandalwood. And sandalwood is comforting and grounding and can help us tap into higher consciousness, help us find presence and accept what is, and can really help restore unity within, which can help us find unity with that which seems to be without. And that is what coherence is about. And another great offering of sandalwood is helping us release any over-attachment we may have, if we do, to material things. And another wonderful aroma is frankincense. Frankincense can foster many, many gifts, including transcendent awareness and tranquil contemplation, which certainly can help bring us into coherence and flow. And frankincense can be spiritually vitalizing and liberating. And then there's myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, and myrrh is spiritually grounding, meaning we can bring more of our higher selves into our existence, which can help turn our soul's dreams into realization, and under that, everything in our lives can improve. And myrrh can help us calm overthinking and mental distraction, and can help foster inner peace, which altogether definitely support more coherence and flow. And jasmine, that's also a really good one. Now, jasmine can really help us with finding our natural flow and in finding harmony and in relaxing our minds, while also supporting heightened awareness and intention. So it's a really magical blend. And jasmine can also help us restore our sacred memories, including who we truly are. So jasmine can also support improved intuition, which is part of coherence. And jasmine can help us relax our self-imposed restraints. So that's a really, really good one. And then there's Himalayan cedar. And Himalayan cedar can help us get in touch with our inner self and awakening our spiritual awareness. And really, all the evergreens can be of such benefit in so many ways. Of course, it's aromatherapy, or just spending time amongst evergreens is often enough. Oh, and speaking of evergreens, I find it so delightful that more and more people are decorating their holiday trees, their live trees, outside. Or if they bring in live, so they're leaving the trees in place. Or if they bring in live evergreen trees during the holidays, they're taking cuttings of those trees and rooting them to replant them. And if they don't have room to plant them, to give them away. What a wonderful gift to others and to the earth. And if you're not sure how to take cuttings and to root evergreens to make new trees, there are plenty of videos online. It's easy to do. What a wonderful thing. And when we do these things with love, they tend to work very well. And evergreens are incredibly special. I think more and more people are realizing that. They offer far more gifts and assistance and magic, more than most currently know, especially when they're live. But I think we can sense that. Evergreens can really help us come more so into our own incandescence, centering ourselves, finding and living in our sovereignty and self-authority, while still moving in harmony and flowing in peace with others. So, continuing on with aromatherapy, there's chamomile, or chamomile. It's soothing, it supports calm, control, and easy acceptance, which can really help us get into flow. And then there's clary sage, which is clary sage, C-L-A-R-Y, Scalvius gloria, centering and calming while also being uplifting, clarifying, and inspiring. So that's a wonderful combination. And patchouli can also be helpful. Patchouli is great. It can really support grounding and help get us back in touch with our bodies if we feel we're too much in our heads or if we experience excessive mental strain. So many aromas can be helpful. It can depend on why we each are not always in coherence. You know, neroli can be helpful as well. Neroli, N-E-R-O-L-I, is inspiring and can help instill confidence and reassurance. At the same time, it can help us relax the mind and heighten our awareness, reuniting our conscious with our ultra-conscious awareness. And with these oils, it remains important to get real therapeutic-grade oils, ideally organic. Some of these might be pricey, and so you can get some of them pre-diluted in a carrier oil. For example, you get the aromatherapy oil diluted in a neutral carrier oil like jojoba oil, and that's fine. And I want to encourage, I've talked about before, not to overlook aromatherapy-based waters. So the beneficial derivatives of making a steam-distilled aromatherapy oil is the water that gets steamed off. And the water can then be bottled. And in my view, the water with the aroma in it, which is much less expensive and often comes in a convenient, you know, spray bottle for misting our aura or on our skin if we wish, is incredibly effective, perhaps even more so because water is a natural carrying medium. So that's another good way to work with aromatherapy in a very economical way. And so many flower essences can be helpful as well. It can depend on why we each slip out of coherence and flow. With that said, some good flower essences include many of the cactus flower essences, actually. Many of the rose flower essences, especially the pink roses. Also cerato, C-E-R-A-T-O. Chestnut bud, clematis, that's another good one. Tamarind. Impatience, that's a really good one. Rockwater. Vine. Really, so many flower essences can be quite helpful. And there are many other ways, there are many flowers that can help us get into coherence. But we need to take just another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
The The old adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back. So to be in coherence and flow is to be more natural and closer to who we truly are. Moving in lightness and flow, wise and aware, patient and kind. And when we choose to be in coherence, to be in flow, and state our heart's desire from our hearts under grace to be in coherence for the highest good, it begins. We have made the call. We are sovereign beings and are creators in our lives. What an opportunity to be here at this time, this incredible shift of the ages, of moving toward balance and harmony within and without. We are glorious beings, each on the road to betterment. So thank you for joining us today, and please do join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, which airs the third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.